Hello, welcome to Live Well Lifestyle Seminar with Perry A, where we talk about relationships, peace of mind, perspectives, how we can change the way we see things, whatever it takes to bring us more peace and harmony in our lives, and a lot about relationships with other people, because we're constantly in relationship with people, the world around us, and it's all one big relationship. So how can we make our journey smoother? Our topic for today is serving or enabling, teaching or judging. And the thought for today is, every morning I wake up torn between a desire to save the world and an inclination to savor it, which makes it hard to plan the day. Think about that. Waking up with a desire to save the world, that takes a lot of work and energy. You have to be in a lot of other people's business. Or an inclination to be at peace and savor and enjoy it and find the good around you. So, life should not be about a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in an attractive, well-preserved body, but rather to slide in sideways, champagne in one hand, strawberries in the other, body thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and screaming, "Woohoo! What a ride!" Or not. Choices and consequences. There's just no wrong way. Whatever you fits your design is what's right for you. Whether you did something monumental in your life or not, you've made a difference. Everybody does. Mothers play extremely important roles in teaching family values, giving children needed time, and keeping a clean and healthy home, and establishing a strong foundation for their children. It's a work of art day by day, and it's something that's continual. A priceless job. How much influence do they make on their world around them when they raise polite children who know the difference between right and wrong? It makes a big difference in our world. How many businesses operate on the shortcomings of others? Have you thought about that? Where would some of our do-gooder groups be without someone to serve? Do those in need not serve a purpose for those that want to be caregivers? Can you see how we serve each other and how we're all connected? If we didn't have people on the streets, maybe we wouldn't need the Salvation Army if we didn't have disasters and things. We're all here to work together to serve, and each one, you know, if I'm needy and you need to take care of someone, whether it's functional or dysfunctional, are we not serving a purpose for each other, at least at that point in time? How can we live? What does it matter? Is the purpose of life to serve or be served? Your purpose in life is to do what brings you great joy. Life is temporary, and we know not how long our journey will be on the planet. What are you going to do with your time that brings you great joy? It could be play with grandkids. It could be travel and meet people. It doesn't have to be save the world or some monumental event that is seen and recognized the world over. We're all significant players. How can we live our lives to be joy-filled and release from enabling? There's a difference between serving and enabling. To impose your will on another because you think their lives will be better if they live their lives according to your will is not only out of your business, but very conditional. The greatest gift that you can give anyone you love is the gift of positive expectation, to believe they can and will find their own way, to believe for them that they can be successful, and that they can go through life's journeys of ups and downs and, like a cork, rise to the top every time. What if you believe that about your children and your people in your life, that they will always rise to the top like a cork, that they will meet their challenges, learn to deal with them, and step up to a higher place. Can you know more than God what's the right path for another person's highest good? Some people need to experience rock bottom before they realize that something better, that they want something better in order to find a way out of the hole of depression, addiction, and various stages of self-degradation. If we keep enabling them and pacifying them and bailing them out, they never hit rock bottom and realize, I don't want this. And until they realize they don't want this, their cork's not going to rise appropriately. Instead of being an enabler, use that time and money on yourself. You want to teach responsibility? You be the role model by example. When you accept full responsibility for your experience of the world, your relationship with it will be transformed. Broaden your horizons. Learn something new. Play games, anything from sports to chess. Read a book that will expand your thinking. Join an exercise group. Just a minute, I have to drop my page. Learn to meditate. When you joyfully broaden your horizons, you show others how to expand theirs and enjoy life more. We are all teachers to one another by how we live our lives. Some show us what we don't want to be or do, and others are our heroes and role models for how we want to be. To be active in a serving role, to lend a hand to someone who has experienced troubled times, a fire, a flood, a tornado, and any number of tragic losses is purposeful and rewarding. There are ways to serve without being an enabler. Most importantly, be grateful because it's contagious, and happy. I like to think our purpose is to let our love light shine so brightly that we may touch others through your example, to share with others this pathway of ecstasy of spiritual union, three as one. That's one of my goals, my purposes in life, that I can let my own light shine so brightly that it may touch others. Wow, how effortless is that? If I am in my joy and doing good deeds and helping people and being kind and smiling, it touches other people. Your example. People do what they do because they don't know another way. You show them another way by example of how you live your life. Do you live in joy all the time? Or are you constantly correcting? And, you know, we do that when our children are little. We guide them. We teach them what's right and wrong. But we can't overprotect them. Eventually, every baby is going to learn that what hot means when they touch something and you yell hot, and then they feel the consequences of touching it. They're going to learn. But somehow you yelling hot, hot, hot doesn't teach them what hot is. Hot is something you have to experience. Life is something you have to experience. Allow your children to experience life, life's ups and downs, and find their own way out. Because if we bail them out all the time, they've never learned to develop their creativity and their confidence in themselves. So the best thing you can do is see them and believe for them that their cork will rise to the top too. And that is so effortless. To each morning say, I have an intention that I can be a positive role model to my children. And that by the way I live my life, they will be inspired to bring themselves up to a high level of love and expectation rather than preaching and teaching. And, you know, when you preach, you're saying, you're wrong, I'm right. You need to do it my way. And we all shun that. We don't like to be shamed and we don't like to be told that we're wrong. And there is no wrong way. Some roads are just more direct, and some people take the scenic view. So, you know, don't impose your will on others. See them the way you want them to be. I always have intentions when I'm with my daughters or when we're there together, because as I said in the program on differences, and I hope you heard the last one I gave. I was late getting online because I had difficulty, my computer crashed, and I couldn't get in through my computer, and several people left the line. But I was really excited about sharing the one on our unique differences and appreciating our differences. And when we combine the strengths of our differences, we're more than any one of us. You know, if we were all alike, it would be boring. There would be no challenge, no inspiration, no excitement. So if you haven't heard the one on differences, it's archived, and please go to the website and listen to it. I think you'll really enjoy it. I almost did it a second time because I couldn't tell if anyone was on the line. Life is easy and we make it complicated. We think we have to do the work. You know, leave the work to your higher power. And you be the example of where you want people to be. You know, I've always heard, whatever you want more of, give that away. If you want kindness, if you want attention. The other day, my daughter was telling me about someone in her life that she hadn't heard from in a while, and she said, I think she doesn't like me. She never calls me. And I said, do you call her? And she said, well, no. And so that was always my thinking is, well, if you want her to talk to you, why don't you talk to her and offer her love and kindness and let her know that you've missed her. So just a little phone call to say, hi, I'm checking in on you, want to see how you're doing. And you don't have to talk for a long time or engage, but it lets them know you care. And you'd be surprised how many times people will call you back. So whatever you want more of in your life, give that away. I have someone on the phone line that has raised their hand that they'd like to talk, so I'm going to open the line. Okay, caller, are you on the line?
Hi, Terry. It's Barbara in Vancouver. Hi, Terry. It's Barbara in Vancouver.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. We can barely hear you. Can you talk a little louder?
Is that better? I turned up the volume a little.
A little bit better. You just sound like you're kind of far off.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm speaking right into my speaker on my headset. But anyway,
okay,
I'll just
now
say,
you're better.
I'm really, really, really enjoying this program today, Terry. It's so fantastic. Every other line is just going, oh, I want that one. Oh, I have to do that. Oh, I want that one.
Thank you. Thank you. Each week I worry about what I'm going to say, and something always comes to me to write about. And it takes me about a half a day to get my thoughts together and around it. And last time I asked the group, I said, if you can think of any topics you'd like me to speak on, let me know. And one person sent me one, and next week we're going to talk about honest communication. And she sent me a sweet little story about it. So I'm asking any of you listening in, if you have any ideas, any subject matter you would like covered, please let me know so I can broaden my horizons and my creativeness. I kind of sometimes think I say the same thing over and over and over, just in different ways. So I really appreciate your feedback on that. Thank you so much.
Lovely. Thank you.
Can you find ways to apply to you in your life?
Are you asking me, Terry? Why do you think I'm calling everything on there?
Well, thank
Holy.
You.
Holy. Like, what was that story about the hot water, don't touch that or something? There was something in that, but then the next thing I know, you're wiping that out and you're giving me something else that I have to remember to do. But, it's definitely going to be a repeat listen for me several times, obviously, because there's so many things that are just so juicy.
Yes. Well, thank you. Well, the hot was, you have to experience hot no matter what a parent yells hot,
yes,
hot,
you have
hot.
To experience. Yes.
You have to experience on your own to know what hot means.
Yes.
And that's
and allow everybody.
Yeah, allow
yes,
people
and allowing
their
everybody else to. Yes.
And it's
so
hard
much for
to
grandmothers
do,
and mothers.
If you're a parent.
Yes, that's what I just said. So much for mothers and grandmothers.
Yes. But, you know, don't beat yourself over it. We're all here.
No. I know, but it was really, really valuable.
Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Okay, I appreciate you, Perry.
Thank you.
You inspire me. Okay.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Well, it works both ways. Thank you. Okay, I have another caller on the line. Caller, are you on the line? Hello?
Perry?
Yes?
Yes. Hi, this is Mary from Kansas. And
Hi,
I'm enjoying the call today so much, and I will be listening to the replay. I just wanted to share, I was reminded of something as I was listening to you, and the other day I was reading the passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 on love and how love is patient and kind, not jealous or boastful or proud or rude, that sort of thing. And I'm very familiar with the passage, but it was like I saw it in a new way because I realized if God is love and I am in him and he is in me, then I am to be love as well. And so I sat there and read, but put my name in place of love and read, Mary is patient and kind. Mary is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. She does not demand her own way. She is not irritable. She keeps no record of being wronged. Mary does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Mary never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance.
That
and it was just such, it was just such a life-changing moment for me, and I have found that even since then, I go back and I read those Bible verses, and it's like it gives me a love check, because there are days when I'm not patient and I'm not too kind, and so I put my name. Mary is patient and kind, and it reminds me to be patient and to be kind. And I loved how you said, do we save or savor the world? And I try to be, I tend to want to save the world, even though I know I can't. But how wonderful, I can absolutely savor the world and the good that's in the world. And there's been so much bad, especially in the last, you know, few days, that it's so good to be reminded that we can serve others and we can enjoy and appreciate the good that is all around us.
Absolutely. That was beautifully put. And I love the way you personalized the passage. And I think we need to do that because, you know, we read it as we're reading about someone else, and yet it is about us. And to put your name there is really owning it. And saying this is my intention and this is what I want to acquire. And thank you for that. Thank you for, you know, I love sharing these things and people giving me comments back because it's so wonderful. We explore together. And, you know, I love this purpose is to let our own love light shine so brightly that we may touch each other's through your example, God's example, and to share with others this pathway of ecstasy to spiritual union. Three is one. I mean, we're all connected in every way. There is no right or wrong. It's just, you know, it's an experience, and it's the way you perceive it. You can't change life, but you can always, always, always change the way you see it. And if you change it to a way that brings you peace and harmony rather than anger and anguish and hurt, which way would you choose?
Right. The peace. Yeah, way of peace.
Well, thank you again. Now, are you the Mary that sent me the suggestion for next week on communication?
Yes.
Is this Mary
Yes,
Noll?
Ma'am. Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right. Well, I took that to heart, and I'm working on it and doing some research because it's such a really important one. And I love the little exercise, and I've done that before. And we'll talk about that next week. I don't want to give the secret away.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Intimate communication where you're totally open with the person with you. And when you're willing to be vulnerable, you're actually at your greatest strength. Because if you're willing to admit that you've made a mistake, other people can relate to that more than they can relate to your perfection. You know, if you're perfect and never do anything wrong, but when you share, you know, I made a mistake and I did this, they can say, oh, I love this person. I did that too. And she found her way out and forgave herself. So I can too. So I'm excited about that, and I would like to keep asking people if you have an idea to keep sending them in. Mary, I'm going to share this with all of you all. I have been seriously considering stopping my seminars on the clay and this because it's costing me like $3,000 a year, and I don't have the income I did when I owned the company as I, you know, now. Mm-hmm. And so, but I keep getting comments from people like y'all, and it encourages me to keep going. And then I'll find a way to raise the money. And I've even thought about sponsorships, letting different people sponsor a program. I can't sell subscriptions because I put it online for free for people to go to. So I don't want to take that away. But I know there's going to be a way I can keep doing this. And so that's my goal, is to find a way. And thank you for being a part of it.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, that was wonderful. And I'm going to look just in case we have some questions. We usually don't on this. No, we don't have any questions today. But thank you both for that comment. You know, I wondered when I'm doing this. I've done a little bit of this topic today, but I'm doing it from a different perspective, and I thought, I hope I'm not overdoing it and telling the same thing over and over again, but each time if we can see it from a different light. And I love Mary's idea of putting yourself in the passages that you read. That's absolutely beautiful, and it helps us own it and bring it to heart. So it's individually for me, because we are one, right? God is good. God is everything. It's all perfect. Even the tragic this weekend, there's good things that will come out of it. There's a lot of pain and suffering and grief, but we will all survive and be stronger for it. And many of these people are going to be on a path to stopping violence. And I don't think there's any one thing that causes violence. The main thing is the lack of love. So, and forget about gun control and doing it this way and building walls and doing that. And let's each let our love light shine, even to those people who brought us hurt and took loved ones from us. They need it the most of all, just like the woman of the at the well. She needed love and forgiveness and acceptance. So if we can find it in our hearts to forgive this tragedy and to be with those that are in pain and to send them love. You don't have to be there to do it. You don't have to. You can just meditate in the morning and have your intention to touch each heart that's been broken and help mend it through love and help them find the love light and the pathway. It's amazing what we can do just by setting our intentions. So I've gone, well, we still have a little bit of time left, so I'm just going to keep talking for a few five minutes. I don't know what's going to come up or pop up. I appreciate your support in helping me find a way that I can finance this and continue doing it. I truly do love it, and or maybe for me to find another way to make money so I can support this. How about that? I can own that. It's my responsibility. I was a motivational speaker for years, and I might have to go back to doing that. And I talked a lot for teachers, and it was my People Are Just Dessert talk. If you go to perrier.com, you can read about the People Are Just Desserts. They're people in categories of desserts. If you were a dessert, what would you be? You don't have to eat. It's calorie-free, so you can be anything. And each dessert tells me something about your personality, the way it's made, the way it, the colors, the temperature, how it's put together. And it tells me your personality. And there are descriptions on that site of categories like pie people, cake people, pudding people, fruit people, ice cream people. I even have dessert dilemmas, people who can't make up their mind. So there's everything there. To help us understand that we're all delicious, we're just different. And when we can combine the strengths of our difference without judgment and to love people of other religions and respect their religions, if it comes from love, you know, if we all do it from love, we can make a difference in this world. You and I, Mary from Kansas, and Barbara from Vancouver, and me from Texas, and all of you listening in, just take a moment to send love to the people of the tragedy, the family of the son, I mean the son's family, and to the world around us, and to those that are filled with hate, send them love. They need it more than anyone. We can turn a tide so easily by doing that. So I want to engage you this week in sending love to those that are based in fear, anyone based in fear. Because there's nothing to fear when you're in a world that God made. Fear is our ego's desire to survive and protect ourselves and to keep us in that shell. Like I said at the beginning, the life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely and attractive in an attractive and well-preserved body, but rather to slide in sideways, champagne in one hand, strawberries in the other, bodily thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and screaming, "Woohoo! What a ride!" Or not. The path you choose is up to you, and they're both right. Which way do you want to go out? I'd like to go out in a burst of fire. I don't want to lay in the bed for months and months and months. In the meantime, if I can keep spreading joy, I have a purpose for living. If I can keep spreading love, I'm doing something more beneficial than just sitting around and reading a book. So I challenge you to remember to take a time to send love today. Thank you all for listening in. Thank you for the calls, Barbara and Mary. You have no idea what that means to me. And I'm wishing you a wonderful week and a wonderful weekend. Get out and enjoy the weather. Find some new friends and just live life to the fullest. Spend that time fixing someone else on yourself, and you will help them more than you know. This is Perrier signing out.